A revival of the classic musical comedy The Pajama Game opened on Broadway last night to great reviews. New York Times critic Ben Brantley called it a delicious reinvention. Terry Teachout, writing in The Wall Street Journal, said, "The staging is a knockout, the sets and costumes are good-looking, the cast is uniformly appealing, and everybody knows how to sing." Well, that part of the rave you could have anticipated, because the singing star on stage is Harry Connick Jr.
"Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes, love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud, though she won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday she'll come to you. Better forget her."
The Pajama Game is set in 1954 in a pajama factory in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where the workers are preparing to strike if they don't get a raise. The show also stars Kelly O'Hara. Richard Adler and Jerry Ross wrote the music and lyrics for The Pajama Game, which also includes the popular number Hernando's Hideaway. Adler and Ross quickly followed that with Damn Yankees. Both shows were directed by George Abbott. In 1955, the New York Times called Adler and Ross Broadway's hottest young composers. But later that year, everything changed for Adler when his songwriting partner, Jerry Ross, died at the age of 29. In 1990, Terry Gross spoke with Richard Adler about the original production of The Pajama Game, which starred John Raitt.
"You worked collaboratively with Jerry Ross, and you both wrote words and music, right?"
"Right."
"What were the mechanics of the relationship?"
"Well, there were no mechanics to the relationship. We wrote every which way imaginable. Sometimes I would come in with a lyric or a melody, and he would elaborate on it. Sometimes he would, like for instance with Steam Heat. I went to the bathroom one day, and when I got in there, I decided I'm not leaving this room until I've written a song about something in the room. So there were certain things you can't write about in a bathroom. Then all of a sudden the radiator started clanging and hissing, and I got the idea for Steam Heat. I wrote out a full chorus of it, got out of the bathroom, called Jerry, sang it to him over the phone. We got together the next day and elaborated on it. That's one way that we wrote."
"Yeah, I got Steam Heat, I got steam heat, but it needs your love to keep away the cold. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but it can't get warm without your hand to hold. The radiator's hissing still, I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got will take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat."
When you wrote a song for The Pajama Game, who would you have to play the song for before it got okayed?
George Abbott. Period.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of critiques would he give you?
Critiques? None. He would say yes or no. For the dictaphone song, he wanted a song in a that could be dictated into a dictaphone machine. They didn't have tapes in those days. They had dictaphone machines. So we wrote a terrible song called Dear Babe. And he thought it was terrible. We thought it was terrible, too. He said, "Give me something a little bit more unique." And then we wrote Hey There. And he liked that a lot and went into the show. Then when it was in the show, being a young, idiotic, and compulsive man, I suddenly thought, gee, this song, it's very lovely, but it maybe isn't commercial enough. And I wrote six songs trying to write around Hey There to get it out of the show. And Abbott kept saying, "Don't bother me, I like Hey There."
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high flying cloud. Though she won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday she'll come to you. Better forget her, her with her nose in the air. She has you dancing on a string. Break it and she won't care. Will you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you just too far gone to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
After the success of Pajama Game, you very quickly got involved in writing the words and music for Damn Yankees. How did Damn Yankees happen so quickly on the heels of Pajama Game?
Well, Pajama Game was a big hit, and Mr. Abbott wanted to get the same team together and write another show. And he, the boys, that is Hal Prince and Bobby Griffith, came up with a book called The Year the Yankees Lost the Pennant. Now, we knew that baseball was singularly unsuccessful in the theater, motion pictures, etc. There had never been a hit. It was a taboo. But we tackled it anyway. We all liked the property. And we wrote Damn Yankees, following on the heels of Pajama Game.
Was it easier to write a Broadway show the second time around?
No, much harder.
Why was it harder?
First of all, we had written with much greater abandon when we wrote Pajama Game because we didn't know what to be afraid of, like the critics. Though the critics were all marvelous to us in Pajama Game, we began to fear that they might not be in Damn Yankees, so we got a little bit apprehensive about that.
One of the best-known songs from Damn Yankees is You've Gotta Have Heart.
You've Gotta Have Heart is the best-known song I think probably I've ever written, and it became a tremendous hit in the show. It stopped the show from the first performance on.
Now listen to me, you guys. This game of baseball is only one half skill. The other half is something else, something bigger. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope.
Your songwriting partner, Jerry Ross, died after Damn Yankees at the age of 29. You were devastated by that.
I certainly was. I was devastated, and that was 35 years ago, and I'm still devastated by it. He was like my brother. He was my beloved friend, my younger brother, my collaborator. He was everything to me at the time.
Cole Porter gave you the advice of, you know, just write by yourself now. Your partner's gone. Write by yourself. Why was it so difficult for you to write by yourself?
Well, if you're married and you lose your spouse, it's difficult to adjust to single life. If you're writing as a team successfully, very successfully, after a lot of hard work, and suddenly half of the team is nevermore, it's difficult. It's hard to adjust. It's hard to explain. So I took Mr. Porter's advice, and it took many years of struggle before I was able to succeed once again. I really literally had to start all over.
What did the new success come with?
Well, it came with songs like Everybody Loves a Lover, which came about 2.5 years later. It came with the writing of probably the most successful jingles at the prices I got to be charging, I call them advertising musicals. It came later on with the writing of, with the commissioning of classical pieces like Wilderness Suite, the Statue of Liberty centennial piece, The Lady Remembers, the sesquicentennial of Chicago piece, and other things.
Composer and lyricist Richard Adler speaking with Terry Gross in 1990. The musical The Pajama Game, which he wrote with Jerry Ross, opened on Broadway in a new revival last night to rave reviews.